This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is Barnabas to the Rescue. It was written by John Kodiker. The scripture for today continues to look at the book of Acts. We're going to read chapter 9, verses 26 through 31. And when he had come to Jerusalem, he attempted to join the disciples. And they were all afraid of him, for they did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared to them how on the road he had seen the Lord, who spoke to him, and how at Damascus he had preached boldly in the name of Jesus. So he went in and out among them at Jerusalem, preaching boldly in the name of the Lord. And he spoke and disputed against the Hellenists, but they were seeking to kill him. When the brothers learned this, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus. So the church, throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, had peace, and was being built up, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it multiplied. I once knew someone whose earlier days were full of embarrassing, drunken displays, and obscenities. Then one day I heard that this man had become a pastor. My response was disbelief. Yet according to reliable reports, he is now serving the Lord and winning people for Christ. The apostles in Jerusalem faced a similar reaction to Saul. After being in Damascus for a time, this former persecutor traveled to Jerusalem and attempted to join the disciples. It didn't go well. They were afraid of him. Who can blame them? But then a man named Barnabas stepped forward and spoke up on Saul's behalf. Where would Saul have been without Barnabas? Barnabas, whose name means son of encouragement, was indeed a great encouragement to Saul. His reputation with the disciples gave Saul a standing in the early church that he would need in order to fulfill his task as a missionary of the gospel. Saul was receiving just what he needed. He now had two supporters: Barnabas, who took him to the disciples and spoke on his behalf, and Ananias, who extended a Christian welcome with the words, "Brother Saul." We all need people like that. We sometimes call them advocates. Thank God for them. This has been Words of Hope. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, including requesting a print copy of this devotional, just visit woh.org. That's woh.org. Please join us again tomorrow for more Words of Hope.